This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
As the holiday shopping season nears its end, retailers are doing anything, everything to lure us into their stores and onto their websites. My email box this morning was filled with breathless last-minute offers. Up to 75% off, free same-day shipping. It was a little exhausting just reading all those exclamation points. But those sales have got to work, right? Or they wouldn't do it. Marketplace's David Weinberg checks out the value of a sale.
I'm standing atop the Eiffel Tower. Okay, not the real Eiffel Tower, a sort of replica of the Eiffel Tower. It's about 10 stories high, and it's at the center of a place called the Americana. It's an outdoor shopping mall in Glendale, California. Down below me, next to a fountain, are three drummers playing along to hip-hop versions of Christmas songs. The art of retail spectacle is not new. When I was growing up, I sometimes went to a mall that had a giant fake mountain in the center. Security guards dressed like mountain rangers. Retailers go to great lengths to attract shoppers. And when that doesn't work, there's always the sale.
It's the Great Big Holiday Wish Sale this week at Toys R Us.
So how do sales work, psychologically speaking? Take a car, for example.
Imagine that a new car is $30,000 discounted to $20,000.
Dan Ariely teaches behavioral economics at Duke.
So you say to yourself, oh my goodness, this is really worth $30,000, just right now it's $20,000. So it gives you an extra sense of value.
And because sales are temporary, they create a sense of urgency.
It's a short-time thing, then you better take advantage of this.
But do sales actually get people to spend more, or are they used to lure people in so that store gets its slice of a zero-sum pie?
So this is not just specifically towards the holidays, but we've been finding over time that more than half of all shoppers are right now saying that they want to spend no more than they had in the past. Now, that puts a pretty firm ceiling on what they're willing to spend.
Amy Koo is an analyst with Kantar. She says sales are a good way to get people in the door, but what's really important is that they come back again after the sale is over.
We've been seeing over the last 5 years that while people may be spending the same, they're actually concentrating their spending on fewer stores, which makes a big difference in terms of making sure that you as a retailer try to secure the loyalty of the shopper.
Stores do that by offering programs that give deeper discounts to loyal customers. There's also the low price guarantee. Walmart, for example, has the Savings Catcher program. Shoppers scan their receipt, and if they find the same product cheaper at a competitor, Walmart issues a gift card for the difference, ensuring a return visit by that customer. A few blocks away from the fake Eiffel Tower in Glendale, I met LeJean Smith waiting to cross the street. He had a shopping bag in his hand, and I asked him if he'd been lured into the store by a sale, and if he thought the sale got him to spend more than he normally would have.
Yes, on both answers. Yes, spend more money, and yes, to get me through that door. And it works every time.
And with that, the light changed to green, and he headed across the street. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.